March 2nd, 2015. This is our Freedom Formula makeup call. And right now we've got Mary in the room. So Mary, who's on time? Mary, do you have any questions, my darling?
No. I just am having a little trouble with the specialties list simply because I don't know what I know until I run into somebody needing my information. So.
Okay, so one of the ways to do that, because I know your business a little bit, is to go through all the training modules that you've taken with the company that you've taken them with and look at every single itty-bitty topic that you've learned how to do.
Okay.
So, for example, video training would be something like shooting a video, uploading a video, naming a video, meta tags on videos, getting, and those are all these little tiny detailed things that you know how to do, and that falls into the category of, like the tags falls under the categories of getting website traffic, getting video traffic.
Right.
So first you look through the entire trainings that you've gone through and you write down every single detail of every small, minute step you've ever learned, so to speak. And then, and then you look at the larger concept of what that step is for to create the larger concept ideas, such as why am I learning meta tags? To get found on YouTube. What's the purpose of getting found on YouTube? To get video traffic. So that would be video traffic mastery, for example.
Yeah, okay.
And you do that with everything that you've learned. And then your specialties list is already done.
Okay.
So it's very simple. The hardest part of the specialties list is knowing, for most people, how to break down these grander things that they do into the baby steps. Most people have trouble thinking about what are the baby steps because you're so used to doing it, you don't think about the steps anymore. Whereas you have a training manual you can go back and look at and just take what's there and put it on your specialties list.
Yeah.
And that works for blogs.
Idea than what I was going to do.
Yeah, blogs, video training. What else do you know how to do? You know stuff about SEO.
Yeah, email marketing.
Exactly. So you can break your specialties list into categories if you like. For example, my specialties list is broken up into two categories. It's business and inner game. Yours might have, say, six categories. One category is SEO, one category is video marketing, one category is blogging, right? These are the larger concepts.
Right.
And within those concepts, you have some larger concepts like, for example, in video marketing, you have shooting your video, like video shooting skills.
Right.
And then you've got video traffic mastery. Mm-hmm. These are some of the larger concepts underneath the umbrella of video marketing that would be on your specialties list. And then you might even have some bullet points such as how to, shoot a video, light a video, edit a video, upload videos, get your videos seen, right? And those become the even smaller bullet points for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now I've just given you a three-tier breakdown of each category that you teach in. So one category is video marketing, right? That's level one. The first breakdown from that is what are students going to be able to do once they learn from you? They're going to be able to learn how to shoot video, how to get traffic to their video, how to write video content, how to get leads from videos, right? These are the larger results aspects of what they're going to get from learning from you. But then if you break it down even further, you might say you might even have another little section with some bullet points like, you know, learn how to, and that's when I said these even smaller bullet points, light a video, shoot a video, edit a video, upload a video, title your videos, write the description for your videos, write the meta tags for your videos.
Right.
So my list isn't breaking down into three tiers like that. Mine is only two tiers. It's got the title section, which is like business, and then it's got most of the second level, which would be, you know, sales mastery and work smart, not hard. But I do have a section right at the very top of my business specialties list where I just have a bunch of short bullet point lists, a short bullet point list. And it says something like, you will get, colon, I don't remember exactly off the top of my head, but you will get, colon, and then it says, like, document review. And I don't remember what else is in that top section except document review, but that was a slightly different breakdown of what else people get when I teach them business.
Yeah.
So you might do that with yours. Come up with a larger concept of what they get under video education, video marketing, and then you might even break down even further a little section about all these little things they learn in video. Same thing with blogging. Like, what are some of the larger, slightly larger things that they get out of that? Get traffic to your website.
Yeah.
Turn readers into interested customers. Turn readers into free consults. That kind of stuff. But then you might have, again, another little section that gets even more minute details, such as how to write an article, how to use keywords, the importance of keywords, the importance of your title, meta tags, uploading
keywords.
Your article.
Where to find keywords.
Yeah. And then that's not quite a specialties list. That's a little bit more of a what they get in your program list. But because I'm trying to help you just get this up and out quickly, I don't need you to follow the format exactly.
Yeah, okay.
The thing that you do want to focus on, though, is make sure that you've got some stuff in the results, what I'm right now terming the results part, which is where you come up with creative titles for what they're going to get when they learn from you. And in the video marketing example that I just said, those include things like red carpet video skills, right? You're coming up with a creative name for something that they're going to learn from you, and it's results-oriented. It's talking about the result. It's not the minute detail of how to light your video. That
right,
is a minute detail, and the way that I've just said it is boring. It needs good title, right?
I'm big on boring. So that's going to be the hard part for me is that colorful, creative language.
This is what you use your fellow students for.
Yeah, okay. Good.
You do as much as you possibly can, and you look at the cheat sheet template that I've already set up for you, and you cheat liberally. Yep, cheat liberally from the types of words that people have already I've already put on there, right? And then when you connect with each other person in the accelerator and you have them read over your list, you can get on the phone with them and say, okay, the ones I've highlighted in red are the ones that I can't get any more creative juices flowing on. Can you help me brainstorm some ideas on the ones that are highlighted in red?
Yeah, okay.
And then you crowdsource your creative support to help you with the creative topics. So your two sources for the creativity, actually three sources I'm going to give you. One, cheat liberally off of the template. Two, use thesaurus.com. You can also go on other people's video marketing websites and see some of the words they've used.
Okay.
And then three, consult with your other colleagues.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So it's a useful question after all, the question you asked.
Good, yes.
And does that mean that you've already dipped your pen into the other four videos and gotten those things set up in your first draft of your price packages?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my first draft of the price packages is in the Facebook group.
I
set up Wunderlist. I already had Google Calendars going, but I made some adjustments to it. So, I've gone through everything.
Perfect. Awesome. You're good to go. welcome to the others who have just joined us. I'm going to come around and check in on you and see if you have any questions. So right now everyone's on mute, by the way, so we don't have any accidental background sound. And if you have a question or if you want to respond to something that someone else has said, raise your hand by pressing 1 on your dial pad. So Leah, I'm hopping over to you. Do you have any questions on what you saw on the training so far?
No, I wasn't able to check out the training that you had online yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, I wasn't able to check it out yet.
Okay, you got your link so that you can register with a login name and a password so you can get in there, though, right?
Yeah, I logged in. I saw, like, your intro page, but I wasn't able to check anything else out.
Okay, no worries. I just want to make sure that you have
that. I didn't know that we had to do that before this call or if it was going to be about that or how that worked.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you were later getting started. So all of the live calls are for you to ask follow-up questions, if you have any, so that I can clarify for you anything that you've watched in the videos that was maybe not clear, or you kind of had a question about it. And the
summer,
first, if you
definitely
watch
it.
Watch the intro videos on the first front page of when you first log into the membership part of it, the membership site,
mm-hmm.
because I'm pretty sure I shot a video explaining that you want to watch your videos, and whenever you have a question, you hop onto the questions page inside the members portal, and you write
mm-hmm.
your question. Because I'm going to make you a video answer.
Because
a video
okay.
is better because I can demonstrate whatever I'm showing you or teaching you. Whereas when we actually get on the phone like this, it's generally harder for you to learn because you don't have visuals and you don't have a demo.
Mm-hmm.
You only have my voice, and then you have to type
right.
as fast as I'm talking. Whereas with the video, you could pause, rewind, replay, and you've got the visual. So I'd rather make you
okay.
a video answer, which means type your question to me, and I'll make the video answer. And then these live calls are kind of for anything that we feel like, I don't know, is somehow better served live in a conversation versus a video answer. And generally, when you send me the question, I'll be able to tell whether or not a video answer or a live conversational answer is a better way to deliver. And then we'll get you your answer in whatever is the best way and the smartest way to get it to you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Then, yeah, enjoy the videos. There's 5 waiting for you, and I'm about to shoot the next ones sometime this week. And so hop on and try to do the first 5. They're not long. It's not like five hours worth, right? They're not long videos. But there are
okay.
5 different things that I want you to have set up as your foundation.
Okay,
like
great. Should I just go and do that now then?
Yeah, you absolutely. I mean, sometimes people find value because last time I ran this call, there were people who had also not watched the videos yet, and there was still valuable things they learned by listening.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also elect to just hop on there because if this is like time that you have set aside, you can just hop on there and
mm-hmm.
get started on the videos so that you can get those first 5 foundational bricks in place, if you will. So it's up to you if you
okay.
want to stay on the line or if you want to just go ahead and hop on the videos so that you can get those
okay.
5 things under your belt.
All right, great. I think I'll just hop on to and see the videos then so that way I have an idea what we're talking about.
Perfect. Okay, go for it, honey.
Cool.
And we'll see you on the call,
okay.
so to speak.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Lynn, my darling.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, nice
I don't
to
have
hear your
any
voice.
Questions. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I don't have any
yeah.
questions yet.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what I'm at the moment.
You, I know that you and I gave you like the quick and dirty in January version
yeah.
of your price packages and your specialties list. Now that you've seen the videos and have the templates, does that help you have even more ease in setting up your first 2 foundational bits there?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Good. that's what I wanted for you.
Thank you.
Okay, good, good. And there's just two of you left with us right now. There's two other folks that are missing that I was thinking would be on the call today, and then Leah just left to go watch the videos. So is there any other question type of thing that you can think of that's useful for for me to help you with right now, or is it just as well that we get you back onto doing what you're doing and we don't need to spend any more time on the phone than necessary? Mary, your microphone is on, so go for it.
Oh, okay. I just had an idea for the interview questions, and I haven't done it yet, but I was going to set up a SurveyMonkey set of questions and send that to my email list, my autoresponder list. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's an effective idea?
It can be. You've got a bonus, you've got a plus and a minus. There's pros and cons to that. So the pro is you set it up once, you mail it out to everyone, there's a convenience aspect for you. The con is in two places. One, you can't get as thorough of answers because you're not in conversation where you can ask follow-up questions in case somebody wasn't clear. And number two, I forgot what number two was. I had 2 points when I started that sentence or the beginning of that conversation. You'll probably need to, again, do some kind of interesting gift for people so that they would be willing to take the time out to do a survey, because a survey is less interactional, and so it's a little less fun for the person doing it. It's nice to be in conversation with someone. It feels good when we talk about ourselves and our experience. It's less fun to sit down at a computer filling out a long survey because there's 18 questions.
Yeah.
And so you might not get as thorough of answers. And I would offer that you can definitely do it because it's just a quick way to get some information. You may want to actually shorten the survey and not ask as many questions.
Yeah.
And you also, I recommend offering the free gift of, please take, I actually have no idea how long it would really take them to fill out the amount of questions you would put on there. It might take 30 minutes. It might take 45 minutes, in which case you would say to your list, I've got a gift for you in exchange for your help. I want to interview. I would love to interview you. And I would call it interview even though it's on a survey form just because it feels more familiar and personal. I'd like to interview you on what you want and need help with in your business so that I can actually create some trainings that are really perfect for you and meaningful for you, some services and some trainings. If you'd be willing to be one of the people who will answer, 10 questions for me, I will gift you, in exchange, a 90-minute private one-on-one session where I'll do a sort of business overview consultation with you and help you with some mindset work and also help you uncover what are the roadblocks and obstacles that are getting in the way of you getting what you want in your business.
Okay.
And that means that the bottom of your survey, you need a question that is, what is your name and what is your phone number? Because you need the phone number to book the session. Oh, and you'll have to say in the email, these 90-minute private sessions will be my openings begin about a month from now.
Uh-huh.
My first available bookings are about a month from now. Or you may not want to say that in the first email. Let them sign up, then call them and then let them know,
Yeah. Hey,
thank you so much for filling out the survey. That's so awesome of you. This really helps me be able to provide better services. And I promised you a 90-minute private session. My calendar isn't really open until about another month from now. So I'm going to give you another call when it's closer to the time. and we both can have our calendars in front of us, and we both know what's going on more because it's not a month away, and we'll book that private session for you.
Okay.
So that is a way that you can try out the survey method, and I still recommend you trying to get some live interviews mixed in to it so that your survey method is not the only method.
Yeah, see, I don't know anybody that would be even interested in my service right now, except maybe a few Facebook friends. But I don't
know.
You
could post it actually
either.
Up in Facebook groups with the same exact thing. I'm doing some research. I want to interview some people who would love to see their business grow more. Yeah. And you might even say in the online space.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to interview anybody who would like to get more leads from the online space, who would love to have more of your business be online or to get more leads. And if you'd be willing to let me do a 30-minute interview with you, I will gift you a 90-minute private one-on-one session with me where we blah, 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 blah. If you're interested, please private message me.
Okay.
And so you can put that up on Facebook. And remember, you can also interview each other who are in the program. So
okay.
I'm sure there are people in the program who do not yet know the world of online marketing and would love to have more online presence. They would be people worth interviewing.
Yeah.
I already
looked at Heather's draft price points. And she and I could definitely collaborate.
Mm. Rock and sauce. Now, she might not be one for you to interview. And for that matter, Lynn may not be either because this is a bit of her world as well.
Yeah.
But there are other folks like the three people in London, Jenna,
uh-huh.
Giovanna, and Erin are probably good for the interview. I don't know if I can't remember if all of them are already in the Facebook group or not.
I've only seen Jenna.
You've only seen Jenna? Okay.
Yeah.
I've already resent an email out to people who have not gotten into the group yet, even though I've sent them invites to be like, hey,
mm-hmm.
accept the invitation and hop in the group. We're all waiting for you. And if they haven't joined yet, then I'm going to have to actually get on the phone with them and make them do it while I'm on the phone with them.
I know I had one fellow just put me in a group, so you might be able to do that.
I can't do that with this group. I tried.
Okay.
They actually have to accept the invitation.
Okay.
And Lynn has her hand raised. Do you have a question or a response? Lynn, my darling. Are you there? We can't hear you yet. I'm pretty sure your mic is turned on.
More than one. I'm here.
There you are.
Yeah.
I can now.
I love it when there's more than one level of mute.
I know, right? You muted yourself.
Yeah, I did. And then I'm cooking dinner, so I got chicken all over my hands. But anyway, I was going to say that on the SurveyMonkey, sometimes it works better and will help you decipher the results as if you do it where they have to pick like one of five or some range. Give them some guidance. And the answer does, you do it all in a bunch of paragraphs and you're going to have to sit and read everybody's paragraph.
I'm sorry, Lynn. Did you say that are you suggesting that she use multiple choice as opposed to just paragraph format?
Yeah.
Or vice versa?
Yeah, or a combination, because that way it'll help her get some results faster.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you for that, and thank you for reminding me of that, because I just used that very same method when I threw out a survey recently. So, Mary, you can put a lot of common answers as multiple choice, whatever you know most common answers are, and then the bottom one is other. And when you choose other on SurveyMonkey, it creates a paragraph format. Response place where they can type as well. And so you'll need to make sure that you allow multiple choices, because there's a way to do multiple choice with only one answer available. They can only click one,
mm-hmm.
or multiple choice and they can click many. So usually what I do is I ask the question on the first line, and then there's a second subline underneath the question, and I say choose as many as apply.
Yeah.
And fill in the other box if there's more. And then I give all the multiple choice, and then I choose other. And that way, it Lynn's right. It's a faster way for them to quickly tick the ones that do apply and fill in the other box for the stuff I've left out.
Yeah.
And it'll help you with the results.
Yeah, I've done one survey with SurveyMonkey, so I have a little experience. But that was a year and a half ago, so.
Yeah. Great suggestion, Lynn.
Yeah. And if you go on my Facebook wall, Mary, there's another survey tool I found that's really kind of sexy looking.
Okay. So, I shall do that.
Don't ask me the name. I can't remember. But it looks really pretty. So.
That's nice, because SurveyMonkey's is not nice looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite rudimentary.
Okay.
And then my question is, this infamous Facebook group,
yes.
I don't know that I am I in it?
No, you're not.
Lynn?
I'm looking at
is that Lynn speaking?
Yeah, Lynn speaking. I'm not in it. I keep asking for a link or where do I gotta go to get in it, but or I'm
let me see.
Information or something.
Let me go in there and try to add you myself.
Or email me the link.
I would have already sent the request to you, so
yeah, I get so many, I probably missed it.
I just sent you. Oh, you've been added, it says.
What's it called?
Huh?
Freedom Formula Accelerator.
Ah. Okay, she's a member. Great. Ooh, Jenna. She posted her
picture, yes.
Yeah.
There's Lynn.
There
okay,
is.
She's in.
Okay.
Oh. Great, great. Good, good.
I'm in.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. That means there's still a few more people who have not responded to my request, and they're going to get a phone call.
There's people in the group as members that have never posted anything in the group.
That's true as well. And I've actually resent an email out that said to people, please join the group if you haven't, and if you have, please post a blurb about yourself with a photo, and so, yeah. there's a few folks getting a phone call to have them remember to do so.
Well, if they're not, that's another thing we could teach them, Lynn, how to operate Facebook.
I'm thinking
well, actually,
we need to do that class.
The reason that a few of them, I already know the reason that a few of them haven't done it yet, and it's because they needed to not get started quite, they needed a couple weeks because they were starting a new job or something, you know what I mean, something was happening where they're like, oh, I can't quite start the training at the same exact moment that everyone's starting the training. So there is a couple of people who had some extraneous situation that hasn't allowed them to dive into either the videos or the Facebook group or both yet. So such is life, and we shall warmly welcome them with open arms when they are able to finally dive in.
Yes.
So, okay, well, good. So are we pretty golden for the moment?
I think so. I am.
Okay,
yep.
Yay.
I am too.
Great. I'm about to shoot the training on how to write your free consultation script, not how to write it. How to use my template and fill in the bits that are relevant to you. And so that's the last necessary piece before you can start already getting clients, right? The main three things you need are your price packages, your specialties list, and your call script. once you have those three, technically you can already start getting paid clients. I will throw in a few other trainings of some added things that I do that helps with people signing up, with getting more yeses in general and more people enrolling in your programs, and with getting people more interested in your middle or upper level package. So I'll throw those in because I find those very useful. However, the three basic ingredients are the price packages, the specialties list, and the call script. And once you've got those, technically you can get started doing free consults and getting sign-ups. So those three bits are my quick cash flow method, which is what we're starting with, so that we can jumpstart your cash flow for each of you. And that's what I'm shooting next, is this use my template to create your call script. And some of you will want to rehearse with each other first before you kind of go out in the world and use it, and others of you just want to go out in the world and use it. Either way is fine. It's totally up to you. I say if you're comfortable with going out and using it and just going for it, then do it. And if you want a little bit more practice, then take it. So, do what feels good for you, and you'll have that training soon. That's the next magical piece I'm giving you.
Yes. As an ex-singer, I'm going to rehearse.
Okay. And hey, most people do. I just know that Lynn was already starting to do free consults even without the script or any of the other bits in place. So in January, I kind of gave her a quick and dirty rundown since I didn't have the videos until the videos don't start until February. And so, Lynn, it's up to you if you want to practice or just run with it. Whatever you like, babe.
Okay.
All right. So wonderful, my darlings. Have a blast continuing with your specialties list. Lynn, I'm so glad that you have the actual instructionals and the templates now to make it a lot faster and easier for you. Mary, I'm super stoked that you already have a whole list of what you've learned pre-written out for you somewhere so you can just cheat amply and grab those. Feel free to consult with your other colleagues for anything you need help with creative-wise. And remember to work at a C level. Don't try to make it an A. Don't try to make it like perfect before you let it go out in the world. Just have a basic thing so that you can get out there and start doing these free consults. We can always upgrade your specialties list later. We can always do draft 2 or 3 of your price packages later.
Yeah.
So that part doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be good enough so you can get out there and start doing free consults, because that's really the name of the game, is I want to get you practicing your free consults, whether with each other and or with friends and family, relatives, and then some real leads, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The real focus and concentration right now is once you've got that call script, it's really all about getting you as much practice as possible. And I'm not even at this point concerned about you getting sign-ups. If you get sign-ups, that's an added bonus. The real name of the game is practice, practice, practice. And whether you practice with friends or real leads, it doesn't matter, because there's, for those of you that think, like, well, I don't want to waste my practice on a real lead, well, in your business, you're always, in the future, going to be practicing with real leads. So I want you to get used to it now, because you're not going to want to continue practicing stuff with friends in the future. Once you kind of get in the flow of things, you develop something new, and you put it out in the world. And there's always more leads, so you don't have to worry about, like, oh, I don't want to waste real leads. There's always more leads. I want you to start getting in that mindset of not needing every lead to be live or die, becoming
right.
comfortable with practicing with leads in the future, right?
We can look on that conversation as filtering, because not everybody you talk to is going to be a customer. All your leads that you may
That's
not,
right.
they may not be a fit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
they become practice.
Exactly. So right now, all of it's going to be practice. And if anybody signs up, it's merely a bonus. Your whole focus and all of your attention is, I want practice, I need practice. And that's it.
Yeah.
So I'll shoot that training to get you the template and the instructional on how to fill in your template for your call script. And then we're going to be ready for some practice sessions.
Sure.
So go out and have a great week. Enjoy what you're up to, and we will see you very soon in Freedom Tribe. Yay! All right. You too. Keep kicking ass, everyone, and we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.
You can do it.
Hi. Okay.